think Satan's power is great? Whew. What about God? We ought to be looking to Him. We ought to be coming to Him. We ought to be expecting from Him. We ought to say, Lord, I want more of You. I want You to do something in my life tonight. But I want to encourage you. Sometimes there's preparation, isn't there? Sometimes there's preparation. Sometimes it can be immediate. And other times you go away and you study. And the Bereans were like that. They studied to see if what Paul was saying was true. And it says that Paul reasoned for 3 months in the synagogue before he moved next door. It wasn't all overnight. It was line upon line, a little bit here, a little bit there, teaching and sowing the seed of the Word of God. Why? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we better sow the seed, brother. Pastor, we need to sow the seed. Seed of what? The baptism of the Spirit. This is how you get saved, salvation, divine healing, the manifestation of God. And tonight, the seed I want to sow is this. He gave not the Spirit by measure to Christ. But Christ is in our midst. And He comes to give the Spirit without measure as He stands among us. I'm not here to say that we can have the Spirit without measure as Jesus did without Jesus. But we can have Jesus who has the Spirit without. Wow. You see? That's called a revelation. That's called, you just don't read that the first time that you read the Bible. That's called, oh my goodness. The Lord started opening up the Scripture. I was telling Pastor, I felt like I could have stayed there for 4 days praying over it. It was so amazing. I couldn't believe it. Well, I can believe it, but. You see, Catherine Kuhlman, I didn't think about her much, but she had the Holy Ghost come down in meetings and see it move across. I want that. I want to see God moving. But I don't want just what she had. I want whatever the Lord wants for me to have. I want Him to come and be released in our midst. And you know what? If He does all that things, it's not about the evangelist. It's not about the guy that prays for somebody. It's completely and solely about Jesus Christ doing what He wants to do. But I want to preach this. I don't want to preach down here. I want to preach up there. If we don't set the goal high, well, you've heard that one. Set the pole low, you'll get low. Set it high, you'll get a lot more. Right, Gail? She wasn't even looking for healing. The Lord still sent it her way. Other people have to look for it. Once again, is God's ways the same every single time with each person? Nope. But I want you to know, the promises of God are true. And you can rest in Him. You can rely on Him. And, you know, you can let the engine of the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. You know, I'm going to skip a bunch here, and I want to go right to a really cool thing. It says that there's a river that flows through the city of God, and we have to understand in the Bible, it talks about the city of God at the end, and it's all glorious, and in the middle of the city, there's a temple there, but there's no temple. It says that the Lamb, meaning Jesus and the Father, they're the temple, and they're so filling it with light. There's no darkness anywhere. They don't need the light of the sun, because the Lord God is their light. This is a picture of some of the new covenant stuff that's going on starting today. I'm not saying it doesn't extend into eternity, because it does, but there's a reality that's here now. And we felt some of that in some of our services lately. I know we have. And this morning, often I close my eyes and the Lord gives me impressions about who to go pray for or whether I should stand up or sit down or dance a little bit or lift my hands. But today, when I closed my eyes, I got nothing. And when I opened them, I saw stuff. Isn't that cool? The Spirit is always up to challenging you and me. So that we don't get into a routine that sort of just dictates to Him how it's done. But there's more to it than that. I believe in the future, when revival comes, I'm going to have my eyes open, Pastor. So I'm going to need to see things in the Spirit with my eyes open, not with them closed. I'm already way ahead down the road, guys. Miles down, thinking about what God's going to do. But guess what? I can't outrun God. I can't out-imagine what he can do. I can't think ahead of what he can do as if it's greater than anything he can do. He's already shown me that he blows me out of the water. So it doesn't matter how much you might think I'm exaggerating the Bible today and what God wants to do today. I already know he can do way more, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I don't know if you guys are getting anything about what I'm trying to get at. I'm not saying this message is necessarily easy to understand. I'm just preaching what's in my heart tonight. Maybe you'll get something out of it. Maybe something will go off in your mind and you'll think, but I want to leave this thought with you. In the city of God, in Revelation, there's a stream that flows out. It's a river. And on each side of the river is the tree of life. And in the middle of the river is the tree of life. Three trees of life. Kind of, I think, represents the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. But one verse here, let's see if I can find where it is. I'll just tell you what it says there, if I can find it. But it says in Revelation 22, let's go. Is that one over there in the thing? Revelation 22. Okay, is that the only one I put in there? Way to go, Sunil. All right, so in Revelation 22, it says that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And it kind of hit me. In the Garden of Eden, the Lord God would walk in the garden in the cool of the breeze through the trees. And Jesus, he's the tree of life, because I could go through all the scriptures, but just take my word for it because I'm running out of time. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. No man comes to the Father but through me. Another time he said, I've come that you might have life and life abundantly. So Jesus is the tree of life. And when we come and eat from this tree, we have eternal life. When we come and eat from Jesus, we now have his Spirit in us. But the fruit of the tree is the fruit of the Spirit, I believe. But get this, the leaves are for the healing of the nations. That is the Holy Ghost working through Christ coming to us. Because Christ is the healer. Not the Spirit, actually. Christ. Christ is the Savior. Christ is our all in all. The Messiah, the Anointed One, who stands in our midst. He comes to stand in our midst. I believe that was your word tonight. Behold our God. He stands here and he wants to be beheld here. He wants to be found here in our midst and in our hearts and in our everyday lives. He wants us to glorify him and to know this, that greater is he that is in you than he that's in this world. If you stumble and fall, get back up again and tell yourself and get the new man that's in the passenger seat. Put him in the driver's seat. Put her in the driver's seat. And tell her, okay, I've had enough. I keep crashing the car. Can you take over? And then get serious, folks. You're going to have to get serious with God. So am I. Trials are going to come. Temptations are going to come. Hardships are going to come. Oh, Sunil, can't you make it, dress it up a little bit better? Pastor Terry was giving us a hard word this morning. My word's not so bad. But we do have to be serious with the Lord, because if you're to say to me, well, how do we experience this greater understanding of the Holy Spirit and his leading? I just want to end with this. Let's just pretend last week a few words, choice words came out of your mouth that shouldn't have come out. The Holy Spirit is kind of there to say, So here's the first lesson. He who is faithful in the small things will be faithful in the big things. So if you ignore it, and then you turn around, you let it rip on the next person in your family, instead of bringing that thing to the Lord and saying, okay, God, yeah, I'm sorry. I want to be like you, Jesus. And then you go to church, and then all of a sudden you feel this little thing, this little, almost like an annoying, oh, you should go up to the front and testify. Wait a second, what do you mean? The microphone? Yeah. Sorry, God, I don't do microphones. Me and microphones, we don't get along. Get off. And you know what? I want to encourage you guys, if you fail that week to listen to the Holy Spirit, He'll give you many more opportunities. I say that with a bit of gleeful smile. Because you'll come right back to the same place and you'll get the same challenge again in a different way. But when you finally get up there and you give your little blurb out, and maybe it wasn't the greatest, maybe you were not the rock star testifier that Sunday, but you just simply obeyed the Holy Spirit. You're on the way to receiving the Spirit without measure. Can anybody say amen? That's how simple it is. It's not hard. And you know, Jesus was yielded to God. One scripture I forgot, and I want to go to 2 Timothy because this was also in my heart. 2 Timothy 2, 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. As the Lord wants to bring us to new heights of His Spirit, we must realize that we need to be vessels of His glory. We can't just do whatever we want. You can't just go sin all week long and come to church on Sunday and want to be a prophet. Amen, Pastor? He's smiling. Yeah. Well, I'm going to close in prayer, but I want you to know that the altar's open. Let's seek Him for a fresh and powerful move of the Spirit. And know this, that the Messiah is in our midst, the Anointed One, and he has received the Spirit without measure. And whatever it is that you want to see and you need in your life, He's there to help you, touch you. But He also wants to make us anointed ones. This is going to sound heretical. Little Christ. You can be an anointed one of Jesus. You're not Christ, but you are anointed vessels of the Holy Spirit. May God so flow through us. Amen. Let's pray a prayer together. Can you pray this with me? Let's pray. Can we stand up together? Father, I pray that You would make me a vessel for Your glory. I give You my life. I give You my heart. I don't want to live by the old engine. I want to live by the new engine, by the Holy Spirit that You've given within me. Now, Lord, take me as I am. Make me as You want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.